I don't just want to survive this year. I want to live. Hey, friends. It's my birthday week. Happy birthday to me. Happy freaking birthday. But birthdays feel really awkward and weird. Okay? I'm sitting here smiling, be like, happy birthday me. Happy birthday me. Happy birthday me. But also, I'm doing a lot of reflecting right now. Because, of course, it's my birthday and I'm turning 24. 24? 24. And when I say I did not think I was going to make it past my teenage years, I literally mean that. I literally have never envisioned myself being in almost my mid-20s. Early 20s even. Like, mid-20s is crazy. That's crazy. And I know a lot of people deal with similar things. If you're new here, my name's Sierra, and I struggle with borderline personality disorder. And what that is the instability of moods, behaviors, and relationships. If you've been here from my last few podcasts, you're probably getting tired of me describing it in every podcast at the beginning of every podcast. But a lot of people will ask me as soon as I post anything about BPD, they'll be like, what the f*** is BPD? Well, damn. If y'all can't just go back or just scroll a few videos down, I never shut up about it. And it's not that I'm trying to make my whole identity or my whole personality about borderline personality disorder, but it is a personality disorder. So a lot of my personality types and my traits and the things that I do relate to borderlines, making my personality like borderline. I don't know how else to explain that. It's not that I'm like sitting here like, oh my God, I can't do that because of my BPD, or oh my God, I'm so sensitive because of my BPD, or oh my God, like when I'm off camera, I don't sit there and do that. But like when I'm sitting here reflecting and stuff, I have an understanding that I have borderline personality disorder. There are certain things that'll work with me, certain things that won't, and something that works for them may not work for me, vice versa. I just use it as like my little guide to life because it really, my diagnosis saved my life as much as it seems as if it would be dooming. Like if someone told you you had a personality disorder or something going on with you, your first initial reaction is going to be like, oh, bad, all scary. Oh my God, something's wrong with me. But it's not even anything is wrong with you. It's just like, I don't know, a label to give you a guide of what other people like you are dealing with and what you can do. Does that make sense? Like I know borderline personality disorder is not the same of like autism or something, but like think about it that way. Like there's nothing wrong with someone that has autism. They just learn tools to help them become a better part of society and better and more comfortable with themselves and kind of learn how to be okay with themselves and that nothing is wrong with them. Just because a majority of people work a certain way doesn't mean that something's wrong with you because you work a different way. That's just how your brain is wired. So it's not that like I sit here and I'm like, oh, I'm BPD this, I'm BPD that. I just have an understanding of myself. I'm getting comfortable with myself. And it really did take me getting my diagnosis in order to feel these ways about myself and just have a better understanding of myself. And I hope that I can help you have that same understanding if it is something you're going through or if you're going through something similar, because I just do want you to know that nothing's wrong with you. It's just how your brain works, how it's firing, how it's wiring. And there's tools and tricks and tips and things to help you with that. There's nothing inherently wrong with you for your personality working a different way or your brain working a different way. There's nothing wrong with you. So don't sit here and think that I'm making my whole identity and I excuse all my behavior with it. It's the furthest thing from that. It is very much like I do not excuse my behavior with BPD. I honestly use that as a last hope if I'm ever in a certain situation where I guess I had to. I just don't want anyone ever looking at me like I'm less than or anything. It's just how my brain works and that's about it. I'm a little sensitive little being and can be unstable at times, and that's okay. And it's okay to admit, because the only way to get through it is by getting through it. But anyways, back to what I was saying. And if you're realizing I'm jumping from place to place, it's because today's going unscripted, because I want to speak from the heart. I want to speak from the heart. I literally don't even have a note. I was on my way to this room to make this video thinking about what I was going to make today, because it's my birthday week and I kind of want to reflect, because I kind of have like the little birthday blues. I really didn't think I'd be here today. I'm very proud of myself, but I genuinely didn't think I'd be here today and I didn't plan for it. And here I am now. Raw dog in life. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I'm going to kind of dive into my past a bit through this so you can see all the years prior leading up to where I am today, and hopefully I can give you like a little bit of hope that like it does get better. I mean, there's certain times where it did get worse before it got better, and there's certain things that I still struggle with, but it's not that like your life is doomed and things will never get better from where you're at today. And I just really want to show you that. And hopefully I'm not repeating anything I have said in my like last few episodes, because I do have a hard time listening to my old episodes or listening to my episodes at all. Because it's just, I don't know, like when anyone makes a video themselves, you know, when you like get like icked out, like I start to get icked out, and editing for hours a week, that's enough of me watching. So sometimes I do forget what are in my past episodes. I do have like a relative idea, but if I'm repeating myself and you've been here before or for a while, sorry. But some people haven't, so we're just going to go deep into this today. Growing up, I was relatively happy. Like, before the age of 12, I was a happy kid. My coaches always called me Smiley. I was an only child, and I don't remember anything really going wrong when I was little, except my parents did tell me that, like, there's, like, a few traumas I didn't know I had because my brain blocks them out. Like, my neighbor chased me with a knife when I was younger, tried to murder me. Cool, I guess. I'm still here, so she didn't accomplish it, and she got kicked out of her house and the cops called on her, but like I don't remember that. But other than that, like I relatively had a pretty good childhood. Oh, this episode's gonna be a mess. I'm sitting here like, yeah, I was almost murdered but like my childhood was great. But anything after the age of 12, when my brain started to have its own thoughts and own feelings and beliefs, oh lord. I do remember, like, before that, though, I've always been an emotional, sensitive child. Like, not that, like, anything before the age of 12 was bad, but I do remember, like, anytime anyone would raise their voice or do anything, I would be really, really sensitive. Very sensitive. I would cry. Like, I don't like that. If my teacher learned to, like, correct my behavior in class, it would make me cry and sob, and I would think that I was doing everything wrong. So I guess, like, when I was younger, before I remember anything going wrong, I was emotionally explosive. I have no idea why. I think it's just in my wiring. I've always been sensitive. I very much have been in tune with my emotions, and sometimes a little too in tune, like a little too much. Like there was no reason to tune in to that. But what I didn't know at the time is like depression. And I don't know if I have to bleep this word out. I'm going to censor it. I'm not going to like beep it out, but I am going to censor it. I do have a lot of sewer slide that runs in my family and all this stuff. So I think just generation cycles really just started to hit me, and a lot of things that were unhealed from parents and generations before hit me upside the head because they didn't heal it. So now I have to. Yay. 12-year-old me was hit with a lot of crap, and I put myself in a lot of weird situations. I have no idea why, but 12 was just a pivotal year for me. From like it went night and day. Like I've always been emotional. I've been a little explosive, but it was nothing like what I went through at 12. 12 was when I started self-harming, and nothing really seemed to get better from there. Like from like 12 to 18 was super hard for me. Also, because like puberty, and I'm going through like first things for the first time, and I don't know how to navigate it yet. But I also didn't have a very good support system at the time. Sorry, mom and dad, I love you to death. Of course, we've grown and we love each other so very much. But at the time, my emotional needs were not met. I was not learning certain things that I needed to learn for developmental reasons, like how to manage my emotions, handle my emotions. I wasn't allowed to talk about certain things because my family really didn't believe that. I don't know. I'm going to put this in simple terms, and I don't mean to seem like my parents come off bad, but I need to put it in simple terms for you to at least get a grasp of what I was going through. In the most simple terms, is like my parents didn't believe anyone under the age, anyone that wasn't an adult could go through things. And also, they always told me if I was going through something, that someone always has it worse, and to basically shut up. Okay, yeah, but people also have it better. Like, I don't think I should be comparing myself to people in third world countries. Like, I do have empathy. I have sympathy for them. And I am very thankful for where I am. But I don't think I should be sitting in my hurt in my just because someone has it worse than me. So I just need to deal with that. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, even if you think the person that's going through the worst, there is someone that has worse than them. So why would I sit there and still be worse? I don't know. But that's basically like how I kind of grew up. Like my emotional needs were not met. I wasn't able to talk through anything because kids don't go through anything. In my belief, because I went through that, I think not that kids go through more than adults, but there are so many more things that kids go through that adults no longer have to go through. And it is something that needs to be talked about. It is something that needs to be taken seriously. It is, I don't know. It's just like a lot. It's a lot. I genuinely think kids go through so much, and I think they are their own person, and I think they are entitled to their emotions, especially with them going through it the first time. It's harder than when an adult goes through it because they've already been through it like 10 times. Now, when you're an adult, there are going to be new things that come up that never came up in your childhood or your teenage years, but relatively, if you dated when you were younger, you're not going through your first heartbreak again in your 20s. Like, yeah, you're going to go through a heartbreak again, but you'll look back in your teenage years and be like, oh, I've went through that before. I may be able to get through it again. But when you're a teenager going through it for the first time, it does not feel like you're going to get through it. It does not. And because I felt those ways, or I felt like that was happening to me when I was younger, maybe I'm perceiving it weird. I don't know. I'm very one of those people. It's like, all right, I have my own perception, but like, what about other people's perceptions? But in my perception, that's what was going on. And honestly, people have validated that for me a lot. Yeah, but I'm not crap talking my parents. I love them and they are just learning too. And I know people hate that. I know people hate that, but I don't know. That's just how I'm able to like still have a relationship with my parents. And honestly, like I love my parents to freaking death. They're so supportive, so caring. They're, I don't know. They even like, they help me now with what I do. So like, I don't know. We came a long way when they didn't even believe in mental health to begin with, but that's neither here or there. That's kind of just how I grew up. And like, honestly, that whole time was really, really hard for me. Like ages of 12 to 18 was really, really hard for me. There have been people that have asked me if I use substances at all. I have used substances growing up and it was under the age of 18, but it was every single day. So I feel like a lot of people didn't take that seriously because I was just a kid, but I was very much an addict to whatever I could get my hands on. I was never like a Coke addict or like a Xan addict or like really any drug I could get my hands on. I was never an addict of one thing. I was an addict of all things. Okay, I found someone that has a Xanax today. Give it to me, Rachel. Give it to me. I found someone with an Adderall prescription. Give her to me. Oh, we're putting things up your nose? Can I put it up mine? That's how I was when I was younger. And I obviously, because I was younger, I didn't want to talk about that. No one wants to talk about that at any age. But I was doing a lot of substances. I was getting in a lot of trouble a lot of the time. I wasn't really going to school. I have no idea how I walked the stage. One day I'm going to bring my report cards in here with me and show you guys, because I feel like no one believes me when I tell them I went to a public high school and I missed over 100 days of school, still walked the stage, still passed, did all that, and I have no idea how. I used to walk out of the back doors every single day and no one would know that I was missing. And like going through that makes you feel like not worthy, not worth it. It makes you not want to live another year. It makes you just go on autopilot. It makes you feel like you're just trying to survive. And I went through that for a long time because I mean, like I was going under the radar. I had no one to talk to. It seemed like if I did make any big statements and I was walking out the door, no one even freaking noticed. I did not want to be here. I did not. And I wasn't planning for the next day. I was just planning on, okay, today, this is what I can get my hands on. This is what I'm doing. And I'm going to put myself in harm's way because I just want to feel something. But I never planned on surviving. I didn't care about surviving. Like I was just surviving, but I didn't care about living. I did not care about having a life. I was just trying to escape the current life that I was living. And now that I've gotten older, I don't want to do that. And I feel like after I turned 18, I was still like definitely dealing with those mental struggles because like I'm still learning. I'm trying to get it out of my brain and have like, I don't know, I guess a better understanding of life, but I still wasn't planning on like living. I'm just like, okay, like I'm surviving today, but I'm not planning. I'm not doing anything. I don't really give a fuck. I don't care. Like I genuinely did not care. I didn't care. And I just felt like year after year after year, it got worse and it kept getting worse and it kept getting worse. And I didn't even know it could keep getting worse. It just did. And then from like my ages of like 18 to 22, I felt like I was stuck in this in between because I then jumped into an abusive relationship. And then it just really worsened that. Like I attracted basically what I was. I had low self-esteem, low self-worth, and I attracted a person just the same, and it made it worse, and we were each other's echo chambers, and it exploded, and then I felt like I was, like, frozen in time, if that makes sense. Like, the whole relationship, I felt like I was frozen in time because things were just so bad, and then, like, even after that, I feel like I've almost been stuck there. If that makes sense. Like I want to live. I knew at that point I wanted to live. I wanted better. I wanted more. But it's like it still felt like my worth was not aligning up with that. My self-worth is like my biggest downfall. Like I have no idea. When it comes to other people, like I don't know. I don't want to hurt them. Like, I'd rather hurt me and stuff. Like, I don't know. So, like, I had no self-worth. I had no instinct to protect myself. I had no instinct to make myself better. I had none of that. And I don't know. I felt like I was stuck. I felt super stuck. And also during that abusive relationship, like, my life was completely flipped upside down. My parents got divorced when I was like 21, 22. I was 21. I might have been 20 still. Oh my God. Time flies. My cat died. Parents got divorced. Boyfriend going on and off one with me. And then also, like, just doing some shady stuff that I couldn't realize at the time. Like, I just couldn't see anything at the time. But I just felt so, like, things just keep getting worse. They're never getting better. And I was just, like, letting things happen. And I was not, I don't know. I never thought I was in control of my own life, you know. But when my life flipped upside down like that, I just, like, I didn't want to just survive and be on survival mode all the time. I didn't want to be grasping at straws, grasping at people, grasping at things to live a full life. And then after that relationship, I was on this like healing journey thing, which I've literally have been posting since then. Well, during that relationship, I started posting on TikTok, Instagram, all those things, and YouTube a little bit because I was a little scared of YouTube for a while. I started posting all those things during that time, but I'm still going through this transitional period, and you guys were my outlet. And I just want to thank you guys so much, because I genuinely don't know if I would have been able to have the mindset that I do today. Like, you guys have given me a big reason to start living life, and I just want to thank you so much for that. But like, after that relationship, after my life was flipped upside down, after I started realizing, like, dude, I didn't think it could get worse, and it can keep getting worse, because there's very much a lot of traumas I skipped over. We don't need a trauma dump on my little birthday podcast. I'm trying to spread positivity, okay, as much as I've already trauma dumped on you. But from like 22 to like, even like, it was like kind of recently, I've been on this healing journey, but I've been so strict on myself that, like, oh my God, I can't go out drinking with my friends. I just have to go to bed early and go to the gym and read a book and do all these things. And it was helpful for a while, but then I felt like I was stuck again, and I'm just surviving again. I'm just living in this little bubble to keep myself safe, because I do want to live. I do want to survive. I want to live life, but now I'm like not living. Like, I'm too scared to live, because when I was living, or whatever I want to call that little area of my life, I was so miserable like before then. So I was so scared to go back to that feeling. So it felt better to stay alone all the time, wake up, do my own thing, be in my own brain, talk to myself. Like, it felt better to do all those things for a few years, but then, like, I guess like 1 or 2 years, but then I got to this point where I felt like I'm not living life. I'm not being open to new experiences. I'm so scared of everything that, like, I don't do anything at all. I'm not open to new relationships. I haven't been open to dating. This is kind of my current struggle, I'm not gonna lie. But I've just been in this point of, like, I'm so pure, like, almost like I'm better than you because I'm sober and clean and pure, and I'm going to sit by myself. And if you ask me to go out, I'm going to be like, no, I'm just so perfect. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, not that I've thought those things or thought that I was better than everyone for doing these things or thought that I was perfect or anything like that. It was really just this fact of, like, I was so scared of going back to where I wanted to be that, again, I'm not living life. I'm not doing it. It was just not happening. Which takes us to current day. Okay? Your girl, I'm working on it. We're trying to find a balance of the in-between. Lately, when my friends have been asking me to go out last minute, I've been going. Now, I do have certain boundaries with that. We don't drink and we don't drive, obviously. That's a no-brainer. We don't do that. I used to hang out with questionable people. These rules sound like rocket science. Apparently they were to me. I don't drink and drive, okay? I'm not sitting here saying I drink and drive. My friends, if we go out, how are we getting home? How are we getting there? What is happening? I like to be home early because I do have boundaries myself. I do like to take care of myself. I like to eat healthy. I do like to go to the gym. I like to do the things, you know? So I would like to come home kind of early. I don't want to be out until 4 a.m. I'm sorry. I've done that 1,000,005 times. It's not your girl's thing anymore. Now, if it happens on like spur of the moment, it just happened in the moment, yeah, that's fine. But I don't plan to be out until 4 a.m. anymore because I know what tiredness does to me and how bad that throws me off. I go out with people that do the things that I'm literally only comfortable with. I don't use substances anymore. And I do have a belief that you are who you hang around. So, like, I don't know. I don't want to be around people who do substances because I have impulse control issues. But I don't even have a desire to do those things anymore. But I just don't really, I don't know. I don't like that version of myself. And I don't really see myself being around those people. I mean, I guess you never know. You never know what someone's battling behind closed doors. But like, please don't bring that around me, you know? Like, I've been gaining boundaries and balance between this. But there are some days where I slip up and I'm like, okay, like, we're going to go out for drinks tonight. And then I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like doing anything. So then I don't do anything. But that's okay, because that's life sometimes. Like, you don't have to be so hard on yourself. There's balance to life. And that's what I'm learning now. It's okay to go on bad dates and never see them again. Like, I didn't have that understanding when I was younger that like, when I was going on dates, I thought like, okay, I'm going on this date, so like, I have to try my hardest to date them and try my hardest to like them, even if I don't like them and their boundaries are weird. I can change my entire self to make them more comfortable and make them want to date me. It's kind of like I was trying to look for their validation, like no matter who they were, I wanted them to like me. So then I would do anything for them to like me, and then I would end up in weird relationships. But now I'm finding a better understanding that I can go on bad dates and never see them again, and I can enjoy my time doing so. But it doesn't have to be an everyday thing or something like that. Like, I don't have to be with people at all times, all the time, because that was also another struggle of mine. It was between being with people all the time or going completely isolated. I can find a good balance now. At least I'm in the stage of learning to, I'm trying to, and hopefully it works out. But I'm sure there will be story times to come, because I mean, it's life. Things are going to go wrong sometimes, and that's okay. And as someone with BPD, all this sounds freaking terrifying to like have a balance of like, okay, I'm hanging out with my friends and then I just like go home for the next few days and I don't have anyone around me. Like, that's kind of scary. And I know that sounds so stupid to someone that might not have BPD, but it's not stupid. Like, that fear of abandonment is so real. Like, you'll hang out with your friends, they leave, and then you don't hear from them for a few days and you're like, oh my God, did I say something wrong? Oh my God, I'm so anxious. Oh my God, I'm this. Oh my God, I'm that. But I try my best not to let my brain run with that, because I find that doing the scariest thing often promotes the most growth. To someone that has BPD, if you're using substances every day, to go without a substance one day sounds scary, terrifying. You're scared of what's going to go on in your brain, but that is what helps you grow. Until you sit with yourself, you can't grow. You can't keep masking the problem and then think one day when you unmask the problem, it's not going to be there anymore. It's scary, it's hard, it's terrifying, but it's worth it. It sounds scary to better yourself certain times because, okay, if I stop partaking in these things, am I going to lose my friends? Am I going to lose people around me? You might. I'm going to be honest with you. You might. But you have to lose your old life in order to gain a new one. And that's how you start living. I'm not even going to say you're probably going to lose a lot of your friends when you stop using substances. You'll lose all those friends, because they're going to look at you like you look at them like something is wrong. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, they're going to think that you feel as if you're better than them or better off. Does that make sense? So it's not personal. It's personal to them, but it's not personal to you. But in order to gain the people that are like-minded or can help you better yourself, you have to let those things go. And as someone with BPD, losing everyone around you is terrifying. It is so scary. I went like a year and a half without like having friends because I didn't want to be the person I was anymore. And it was scary. It was uncomfortable. It just wasn't a great time, but it was the best thing that I've ever done for myself. The scariest thing that you can do a lot of the times is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Another scary thing for me was airing myself out on here to help other people. And like, dude, if I would have never taken that chance, I would have never found you guys. And I would have never healed in ways that I didn't think was possible. Because even like me talking about this stuff, I have to fact check everything, learn certain things in order to cater to you guys. And I enjoy doing it. I literally love doing it. Because it does help me as well, because I learn more about BPD and I learn other tools and tricks. And then I apply them to my own life. And then I give them to you guys. It's great. It's like I'm a fake doctor or therapist that specializes in BPD, except I have BPD. Yeah, I don't know. It was so scary. And I know a lot of people that do find my account or something, they will tell me like, oh my God, you've given me the courage to do those things, because it is really scary. It's scary to sit there and tell the whole world like, hey, I have this issue. This is what's wrong with me, when there is a lot of stigma around it. But it's the biggest blessing I've ever had in my life, because there's nothing wrong with me, and it's not like this huge problem. Either you get it or you don't. Because again, I really just think that's how my brain processes things, because it's a personality disorder. Just, my personality just runs like that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with me. I think people with mental health issues can be the sweetest people in the world, or they could be the worst people in the world. But that's the same thing with normal people. You could be the best person in the world or the worst person in the world. How does that make that different than me and you? You know? But trying to advocate that is scary, because, like, I don't know, you do get a lot of hate, you get a lot of stigma, and you get a lot of people that will project their stuff onto you. And when I mean, like, project their stuff onto you, that they're not comfortable with themselves. So if I fall on their For You page and I'm calling them out, they make them uncomfortable. They get really mean towards me because my experience is wrong. No, I made you uncomfortable because you don't want to look deeper. Sorry. I do. And I want to help people who are like-minded. But it is scary sometimes. And sometimes I do go through it and I'm like, I don't know. I question it every now and then. But it's okay to question it. It's okay to question if you're doing the right thing. Just know, even if it's uncomfortable, you're probably doing the right thing. If it's uncomfortable, you're probably growing in areas you haven't grown before. You don't grow by being comfortable. If you're sitting in your depression every day and you're still laying there and laying there, you're never going to grow. Eventually, you got to put your feet on the floor and stand up again. And that's how you start growing. But now I'm at this point where I'm like healing or whatever. I don't think there's a healed. Like, I think like you carry what you go through. Like, you just do. And that's completely okay. I don't say project that onto other people, and that's fine. But like, your experiences make up who you are and like what happened. But I'm like healing certain areas of my life that I haven't been able to before, I guess, because I've sat with myself for a long time and I've went through transitional periods. I've been uncomfortable. I'm learning what works for me, what doesn't. But now I'm at this point where I'm turning 24. I don't want to just survive. I actually want to live life, and I'm actually creating that life for myself. And I think that's pretty freaking cool. I do have a lot of areas I need to still learn, still grow. And I know that'll always be the truth. I don't think anyone doesn't have an area in their life where they don't have to grow, but this is where I'm looking at now, because I've went from having to flip my life upside down to then going into isolated. And then now I'm at this point where I'm like, you need a balance, girl, because you can't leave a box in your whole life and then live a full life. You know, you have to live in the middle and you have to find the gray, because some with BPD, it's all black and white, but I'm trying my best to find the gray and to be comfortable in the contentness and like sometimes even in the chaos. And sometimes when there's really not much going on, I try to be comfortable in all of it, and I'm like learning, and I want to be able to do spur of the moment things without questioning my impulse control and stuff like that. But the only way I can do that is by doing those things and seeing if I can handle it in real time. It's not by sitting here saying I need to journal 10 more times and then I'll eventually learn. Like, I just need to go and actually do the things that make me a little nervous, make me a little uncomfortable. Not bad things, productive things, but I need to go do those things that make me a little nervous, scared, or uncomfortable in order to grow as a person. And that's pretty much where I'm at. And hopefully the year of 24 will be that year of me learning, me balancing, me trying to figure out the gray area. I'm really hopeful, because I don't know, I think the years leading up, I'm like, it's showing that it can happen, but you never know where life can take you, because life has a weird way of humbling you when you think you're on the path and you're like, frick, now I'm 10 paths back, because how did that happen? It's just a little crazy that, like, I don't know, I have this mindset now, because I could have never imagined being here and being like 24. Well, tomorrow will be my 24th birthday, but you guys will be getting this like 5 days after, because I should have technically talked about this last week and posted it, but I'm still learning this whole podcasting thing, so it's my birthday a week later. But I never thought I would be here, and I just never thought that I'd have this mindset. I just never thought. I thought I would always be grasping at straws to live life, and not even live life, just live and survive. But I want to actually like live and have a life that is full, and I have memories that I'm proud to say, and it doesn't come out and it's a trauma dump, because I feel like a lot of my memories from when I was younger is just a whole lot of trauma dumps. But I don't want it to be that way, and I think I'm figuring it out. I'm learning, I'm doing the scary things, and I do have more memories now that are wholesome, great. I lived life and I'm learning. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys hope that it can get better, and it does. And there is a lot of work that goes into it. Like, you don't just wake up at a certain age and like, okay, I can breathe now. Like, there's a lot of work in between. I'm telling you, every choice that I made was so scary, so uncomfortable, but they were the best decision I made. And just because it feels weird doesn't mean it's not working. So it's working. It just takes a while for you to see results, because during that little weird period from, like, I guess my early 20s, I'm still technically in my early 20s, but like the real early 20s, it felt uncomfortable. It felt isolating. It felt scary. But honestly, I think it's a key part in me being who I am today, and it's going to help me. I don't think any area of my life was a regret, even though there were some things I did that were a little questionable when I was younger. But I don't regret anything, because they're making me who I am today and making me be able to learn all this now. Like, I know that I shouldn't have been put in a predicament where I need to learn these things already at my early little age, but I am, and I'm thankful for it, and I don't regret any of it at all, because you learn through your mistakes. You don't just get everything right on your first time, and that's okay. Like, this is our first life, and you're not gonna get it right all the time. Even when you think you got it all figured out, you don't. Even me sitting here right now, sitting here telling you like, oh, I just want to give you hope, I have it all figured out. I don't have it figured out. I'm just sharing my experiences with you and hopefully plant a seed in you that like you can get here. It just takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, but I don't regret any part of the work or effort I have done, even if it was a mistake. It just is what is. And just trying to be the best version of yourself today is the best way I can put that. Just trying to live up to your highest self is like so important. At least it is to me. It wasn't before, but it is to me now, because I just know that like my highest self is thankful for that. Not to get airy fairy for you, but like, I don't know. Just crazy. I'm 24.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I really hope this episode came off as like nice and insightful and meaningful a little bit, a little deep. Kind of encouraging, but I don't know, because this is like one of the first times I've gone unscripted, but I wanted to come off my heart. So like, hopefully it's not everywhere. And if it is, so sorry. We know to script the ones from here on out. But if this doesn't flop, then we're going from the heart, coming from the heart. But yeah, thank you guys for hanging out with me. It's my birthday week, so of course I had to come talk to you guys. It's like one of my favorite times of the week. So like, happy birthday to me. Happy freaking birthday. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all I got for you guys today. I'm starting to realize that's like my little catchphrase at the end. That's probably annoying. If you're listening on podcasts, please download these episodes. Make sure you follow the show, because just that'll let me know happy birthday this week, okay? Let me know happy birthday. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, hit that like button, leave me a little comment, because again, happy birthday to me. Leave me a little present. We're trying to grow this community, grow this channel. And I really appreciate all the growth that I've gotten since starting this podcast is so amazing. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you. I love you. The best birthday present in the whole world. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for any of the birthday wishes ahead of time. And yeah, I love you guys more than anything in the world. And until next week, I love you guys.